I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. A great campaign in British Columbia beginning April 1st straight through to the 22nd is Read Local BC. The Association of Book Publishers of BC is organizing the month that brings together bookstores, libraries, community centers, and publishers to showcase the tremendous talent we have in our BC books. Joining me now is Margaret Reynolds, the Executive Director of the ABPBC. I'll get her to tell us about the 20 or so events all over the province where you can meet writers like Brian Brett, George Bowring, and Bev Sellers, among many others. Visit books.bc.ca for more information on Read Local BC and the ABPBC organization. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Margaret Reynolds. Ms. Reynolds, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
So the theme of all of this, the month of April, is Read Local, Buy Local, Think Global.
It's a
great way to think about books, and especially the books in this part of the world, because we have, as you and I both know, such a rich literary community here.
Absolutely, and it's I think when people think about BC publishers, they just think that we do regional books, and we do very good regional books,
mm-hmm.
certainly. But our members also do many other kinds of books, some of which travel. Into the United States and internationally, and have won prizes indeed in both areas. And so we have a wide range of publishers here, children's publishers and scholarly publishers, general trade publishers, as we call them, people who do, you know, your biographies and guidebooks and art books and those kinds of books that you find in a bookstore. So our books are all the way across the country and international.
What's the size of the industry here?
That's a really good question. Unfortunately, we don't have a totally accurate number on that. Actually, Creative BC, the new economic agency for the creative industries, is doing a profile of their different sectors that they serve, including us. And so we're really hoping to get some decent statistics out of that. The Stats Can figures are not good for these kinds of purposes, so it's very hard for us to really get accurate sales figures and and numbers of titles and those kinds of indicators of how big the industry is. But I can say that we are the largest English language, second largest English language publishing sector in the country.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, you and I could start listing off all the publishing houses that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be here for a while.
We have about 42 members, so that gives you some idea,
and they're
spread all the way through the province too. So we have a publisher in Fernie, we have two on the Sunshine Coast, several in Victoria, and lots in Vancouver, and they're spread everywhere. And of course we have authors. This is the other lucky thing about British Columbia, that we have authors everywhere, quite a large number of authors.
Yeah, you know, I live at Fraser and King Edward,
mm-hmm.
and I can think of about four or five
that live in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, I live in East Vancouver, and it's probably even more, over in the Commercial Drive area.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite, in fact, I believe that the Writers Union, at one point, 25% of their membership was from British Columbia.
Hmm.
Pretty significant.
Yeah. And as you said earlier, I mean, these are great books that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
These win prizes. They're critically acclaimed. They're bestsellers throughout the country,
mm-hmm.
around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're tremendously lucky, aren't we?
We are very lucky. And I think it's a historical fact that we once had, anyway, a very strong independent bookselling community. We still have a strong independent bookselling community, but it's certainly not as large as it used to be. We have one of the highest library circulations in the country, and the authors, many authors. So it created this symbiotic relationship that I think led to the development and strength of the book publishing industry in the province.
I understand that you'll be doing events as well in schools.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
We are not organizing events in schools, but we actually don't have any that I can tell you about, because the teachers probably are doing them on their own and not letting us know. But we certainly have events in public libraries and throughout the province and in bookstores.
So you're going throughout the province, you said?
Yeah, throughout the province. Yeah. So we have events in Kamloops, Fernie, Haida Gwaii, Tofino, Courtney, Vancouver and Victoria, of course. So, I mean, I could go on, but pretty much throughout the entire province, there's something happening.
Yeah, and tell us some of the authors that'll be going around.
Yes. So we're doing a session on First Nations in Victoria, in Vancouver at Book Warehouse, and Jean Barman, who will be known to people who are interested in history, will be speaking there, and Jennifer Kramer, and Paige Rabemont.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got a number of poetry events. George Bowering and Wade Compton are going to be reading at Pulp Fiction on the 9th. Richard Wagmees is doing something in Kamloops on the 8th. We have lots of children's authors, including Maggie DeVries and Roy Meakey, who has a book with Tradewinds Publishers called Dolphin SOS, which is doing really well. They're reading at the Vancouver Public Library at Britannia Branch. Who else have we got?
What's the event in Victoria on the 22nd? That's at the legislature, I understand.
Oh, now that is BC Book Day, and we did this last year for the first time, where we had tables with our members had their books on display, and members of the community, the public library community, and writers' festivals and literacy organizations were there as well. And that was not a public event, though, and it won't be again this year. It's strictly for our representatives and their staff. So it was actually out of that this Read Local campaign was conceived, because mm-hmm. because BC Book Day is not a public event, we wanted to roll something out that would get the word out beyond our representatives, the MLAs, and out to the public about what we do.
Well, what do you want to tell them, the MLAs, the government, about this industry? I mean, is there a certain message that you want to send to them on the 22nd?
Well, we want to thank them for the support that they give to publishers. It's crucial, mm-hmm. as you know, to support cultural activities. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. And if it doesn't, if the publishers are not supported in some way, they won't be able to do the books that are important to our region and nationally. You know, certainly the branch plants are not going to pick those books up. So the big five, I think they are now, are not going to... they're not going to necessarily know the authors or what the people of British Columbia are interested in. So it's very important that government participate in the activity of supporting authors and publishers. So we'll thank them. We'll show them what we're doing. And same as we're doing in other places, that we won't letting people know what kinds of books we do and the quality of what we do.
And are you lobbying them in terms of, say, taking the PST off books?
No, the PST is not on books.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to hear something about that in
Nova Scotia.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the HST.
I see.
Yeah.
So this is a good time. I mean, we've heard of the industry contracting as it has in the last number of years, but I mean, right now it's a good time for the industry, isn't it, Margaret?
I believe it is. I mean, it's certainly been a challenging time with the transition from adding into our formats ebooks along with print. That's been a learning process, and I would say that that's been complete now, and now we issue ebooks along with print books, and the streams are becoming sort of easier to get those books, all of those books out there. We're still, ebook sales have sort of flattened, mm-hmm. so we don't know exactly where they're going to go, but it seems to be a little bit more predictable that they're around 12-15% of sales. So that's certainly not the largest portion of what our sales are. We're still a very print-oriented industry. So that's the good news. We have, 15% more sales in the electronic sphere.
Mm-hmm.
I think the retailers are the retail environment for publishing is challenging, but I think the indie booksellers are making a bit of a comeback, and that is terrific. because they are definitely our major supporters. So, yeah, it's a good time. We're still producing lots of books.
Yeah.
So, and we're still relatively financially healthy, so it's a good time. We've got lots of, the association has lots of activities on the go that I think reflects how energetic the community is in this, in British Columbia. It's a really strong, cooperative, supportive community.
Yeah, nothing beats holding a book in your hand, does it, you know?
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier this event at Pulp Fiction. I mean, it's one of my favorite shops in town.
Yeah.
And they've thrived as Chapters have sort of declined in the market.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah. They've certainly filled a gap, absolutely. And the new book warehouse on Main Street is a good indicator that there's still possibilities for growth in the bookstore market.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's hope it continues.
Absolutely.
Let's hope some young things come along and take a chance on the print book.
Indeed. Margaret, you're doing great work, and all the best for this month of April. I hope that a lot of people come out to the events.
Thank you so much, Joseph. I really appreciate it, and a good reading.
Indeed. Margaret Reynolds is the Executive Director of the Association of Book Publishers of British Columbia. Visit books.bc.ca for information on them and, of course, the events in April. Margaret Reynolds joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.